That's true, Bishop Amelaine. Stormkeep's voice was rather colder than the one in which he usually spoke to the bishop. On the other hand, assuming he's serious about claiming authority in the name of the Church of Coruscant, Gerling could just as easily have had all of them put to the question and sentenced to the full punishment of Schuler. As it happens, there's no evidence any of them, including Father Adrian, were even interrogated under duress. You and I may be aware of the enormity of Gerling's offense against Mother Church and God. From his tone, Schiller thought, the Earl was rather less impressed with the gravity of that offense than Garnat was. But the majority of the common folk aren't. They regard church law as the church's business, and what they see is that Archbishop Clermont could have had every single one of his prisoners put to the question for the murder of a priest before they were executed themselves. They may not be aware of everything else the Book of Schuler prescribes for that sort of an offense, but they know that much, and they know Gerling didn't do it. And the rest of the clergy, at the very least, do know that Schuler decrees the punishment for anyone convicted of priest-killing. As far as the people who see those things are concerned, my lord, that is restraint, and there's no point pretending otherwise. We have to deal with what is, not what we'd like to be, and deceiving ourselves is the best way I can think of to fail in our efforts to undo this entire abomination. Garnat started to reply hotly, but Schiller held up a restraining hand. Be Samelaine, he said quietly but firmly. Earl Stormkeep spoken nothing but the truth, I'm afraid. And he's right about the common folk leaving matters of church law to the church. For that matter, that's exactly what they ought to do. It's simply unfortunate that in this case the men claiming to speak for Mother Church actually serve Shan Wei. Garnat's expression was manifestly unhappy, but he settled back in his chair, obedient to Schiller's gesture. The bishop executor gazed at him for a moment, then turned his attention back to Craggy Hill. It would seem from what you've said, and what Solomon said, he nodded at Stormkeep, that for now at least, we have no choice but to abandon any hope of a popular rising in Manchia. Would you agree?
I'm afraid so, Your Eminence.
Craggy Hill leaned back in his own chair, tugging at an earlobe.
It was always going to be difficult to coordinate Father Adrian's efforts with our own. And to be frank, the southeastern part of the princedom seems increasingly inclined to follow the capital's example. I tried to talk Anvil Rock and the others out of concentrating their efforts south of the Barkors, but I couldn't push too hard, and, unfortunately, they were too smart to spread their forces and their efforts as thinly as I wanted them to. He shrugged. As a result, they've been able to build themselves what amounts to a secure base, extending outward from the capital. I'm not trying to say they're entirely secure, but they do have Rocaire, Tartarian, Erath, Chorus, Derwin, and Manchir itself pretty much in their pockets. The northwest and west are more of a toss-up. They could go either way. Wind Daughter would probably break for the Regency Council at this point in any open confrontation. But the islanders don't have very much population, and that leaves us up here in the north, where at the moment Anvil Rock's and Tartarian's authority is shaky, to say the very least.
So what do you think they're planning, my lord? Schiller asked.
I know exactly what they're planning, Your Eminence. I've sat in on enough of their meetings for that. In essence, their strategy is to continue to gradually expand their area of control, working outward from Manchir. It's not going to be quick, but they've decided that steady and successful is more important than quick, and they're not about to overreach themselves.
Which gives us at least a little more time, Baron Larchros observed.
Yes, but we can't afford to squander it, Stormkeep said forcefully. Heads nodded around the table. Things had moved with frustrating slowness, despite their very best efforts. And every one of them was acutely aware of the hours and days trickling away.
Well, the good news is that we may be able to begin moving after all, Craggy Hill said.
The others looked at him, and he smiled sourly.
Zebediah is finally ready to stop dancing around. Oh, he's still holding out for our guarantee of the recognition of complete Zebedian independence, under him, of course, but I think it's a formality at this point. At any rate, he's committed himself to providing us with the new model muskets we need, or some of them at least.
He has. Shaler straightened in his chair, eyes brightening.